Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Tezayin Chulin 16. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is commenting on Tezayin Amabez on 16b on the statement from the Mishnah Olam Shochtin, which means that we can always slaughter an animal. So the Gemara wants to know, who is the source for our Mishnah that says that we can always slaughter? Because what's the need for Mishnah to tell us that we're always able to slaughter and eat the animal? It seems to be like a very difficult phrase to understand. What's the purpose of this statement? So says Rabbah that this is the teaching of Rabbi Yishmael. We're going to see a fundamental dispute between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva about the nature of how the Jewish people slaughtered meat when they were living in the wilderness before they entered into the land of Canaan, the land of Israel. So says Rabbi Yishmael that there's a braisa which states that there's a braisa which follows the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, which states that in Deuteronomy chapter 12 verse 20 it says Ki yarchiv Hashem elokecha eskevulcha kasher diber lach v'amarta ocha basar, that when you come into the land of Israel, God expands your boundaries, your borders, like he spoke to you, and he says you can eat meat, and you'll say I want to eat meat, and then you'll be allowed to eat meat in the land of Canaan. So says Rabbi Yishmael, why does the verse say that when you come into the land of Canaan, you're going to say, I want to eat meat? Because lo ba'akos of el lahatir lehem basar taiva, that this verse is telling us that when they entered into the land of Canaan, it's only under those purposes that in those conditions that Hashem is saying to the Jewish people, at that point you're allowed to eat meat. Before that, while there were Jewish people living in the wilderness, Nasarlem Basar Taiva, they weren't allowed to eat Basar Taiva. Basar Taiva means meat that was just their heart's desire. That was the concept that wasn't sacred meat. It wasn't meat that was brought in the Mishkan, that they just wanted to sit down at home and have a steak. So while they were living in the desert, that would have been prohibited. It was only once they entered into the land of Canaan that they were allowed to eat it. Mishan nichnasu aretz huter lahem basar taiva. It was only when they entered into the land of Canaan that they were allowed to eat this meat that wasn't part of the temple, that wasn't part of the offering. And explains Rava, achshav shagalu, that now the Jewish people that we've been exiled, that were no longer living in the time of the temple, I might have thought Yachol Yachzru Yisur Narishon, and I might have thought that we return and we revert to the original prohibition, that now that there's no longer a temple, we also can no longer eat the basar taiva. We can't eat the meat on our own. So we learn from here, Kach Shaninu LaOlam Shochtin, that we can, even today that there's no longer a temple, we can still slaughter. So the Gemara says, wait, that's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, that our Mishnah is saying that in the time of the temple, that in the time of the wilderness, we couldn't just eat the meat, that we had to bring the meat as part of the sacrificial offering. It was only in the land of Canaan we could eat the meat. So the Gemara challenges this interpretation, because then it shouldn't say Olam Shochtin, that we could always slaughter. It should say Olam Shochtin V'Ochin, we could always slaughter and eat. That's what it should say. And furthermore, the logic doesn't make sense, because originally Meikara, what's the reasoning why it was prohibited? What's the reasoning, says the Gemara? Because the Havi Mekarvi L'Mishkan, the reason why we couldn't eat the meat in the wilderness, the meat on our own, the Basar Taiva, is because we were so close to the Mishkan. And so Hashem was saying that if you wanted to eat meat, bring it as part of a sacrifice, because you're all within the confines of the Mishkan, so you could just go to the sacrifice. And what's the reason why it was permitted in the end? Because we're far away from the Mishkan. We're in the land of Canaan, and so therefore there's no Mishkan anymore, and so we're too far to go to the Mishkan each time. So that's why it was permitted in the land of Canaan. Well, if that's the case, Kol Shekein Hashta Derchikul Yitveh, for sure in today's period, where there's no longer a temple, for sure it should be permitted. So therefore, for these reasonings, Rav Yosef rejects the interpretation of Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Shmuel is the author of our Mishnah. Comes along Rabbi Shmuel and says, no, who is the author of our Mishnah? It's not Rabbi Shmuel who says that in the wilderness they weren't allowed to eat basar taiva, but it is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. What was Rabbi Akiva's position about the wilderness? Rabbi Akiva's position was, then the wilderness they were allowed to eat, and not only was it not as strict, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, that we weren't allowed to eat, so it was stricter in the wilderness, just the opposite. It says Rabbi Akiva was actually more lenient. What was the fundamental? Was the fundamental leniency? When you come to the land of Canaan and you're far away from the place that God has selected for you, Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha Asum Shemo Sham, v'zavachta mibkarcha mitzoncha, and when you come to the place of the temple, you shall slaughter there. Rabbi Akiva says, what is this verse coming to tell us? This verse that talks about Shlita in Deuteronomy 12:21, lo ba'kos of el la'asar behen basar nechira. It's to tell us that you're no longer allowed to just kill a meat just by stabbing it. Meaning to say that in the time of the wilderness, Shebetchila, when the Jewish people were living in the Midbar, Huterlan Basar Nechivar, they were allowed to eat the Basar Taiva, the non-sacrificial meat, just by stabbing the animal. But only once they came into the land of Canaan, Mishenechnesu La'aretz, Neserlan Basar Nechivar, then at that point, it was prohibited to eat an animal if they stabbed it. At that point, they had to do shlita, the obligation for shlita, not only on sacred animals, but also on our basar taiva, on the regular meat that we eat in our own homes. That only came into existence once we entered into the land of Canaan. But when we were in the wilderness, for whatever reason, Rabbi Akiva doesn't tell us the exact reason, he just cites a verse to support it. At that point, it was permitted to eat an animal that was stabbed, and slaughtering wasn't required. And now that we no longer have a temple, we might have thoughts, as Rabbi Akiva, we would return to the state of the wilderness. We might think that it's also permitted to stab an animal and eat it. Therefore, we say no, we should always slaughter the animal. And so, therefore, Rabbi Akiva's fundamental point is that in the wilderness, the Jewish people ate even by stabbing an animal if it was just regular non-sacrificial meat. Whereas Rabbi Yishmael says, no, in the wilderness, just the opposite. They weren't allowed to eat that meat at all. That it was only when they came into the land of Canaan that they could eat regular meat, basar taiva, chulin meat.